What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Back from the Grid podcast. I'm your host, Matthew, with your co-host, Cody. Cody, how you doing today?
Hello, everybody. It's good to see you, good to hear you, good to speak to you. We love you. Everybody's awesome, and we're back from the Grid podcast. Hello.
Yes, welcome, everybody. We've got a lot of exciting planned stuff. Yep, magic, English, yes. We got a lot of cool stuff planned for you guys today with a new segment and a revival to current conversations we've had in the past couple of episodes, including a new segment that is going to be really cool to hear. So with that, guys, let's go ahead and dive right on into it. So, Cody, how have you been today? What have you been up to, and what games have you been playing?
That's a very good question, Matthew. I haven't been playing very many games lately. I've tried, but just nothing has really sparked my interest. I've been watching a whole bunch of Critical Role. Lots and lots of Critical Role. And if you don't know what that is, that's a little YouTube/Twitch series done by all these awesome voice actors who play Dungeons and Dragons, and they use their awesome voice acting skills, and it's wonderful and funny, and I love it, and it's the best, and I'm on the last episode so that I'm finally caught up, and they live stream tonight, so I'm going to try to catch the live stream, and it's going to be awesome because I'm caught up and everything's great. I love it. But other than that...
He loves it, everybody.
Really haven't been doing that much, honestly, with just working and trying to, like, eat healthy and all that good stuff. So, Matthew, what have you been up to? What have you been playing? What games have you been enjoying? And what all awesome stuff do you have going on in your life?
I played Detroit Become Human last night. I played through a good significant chunk of the game of about, like, 1 or 2 hours.
So, obviously, I know what that is. But for everyone who doesn't, please inform us. I mean them.
It's like a game where you choose your own adventure, you have complete control over every and each character, and you basically, their fate of what happens in this game. I was about to say movie, because that's pretty much what it is, because you're not really doing much of a game stuff. There are segments where it's really cool, and the whole story part's really unique and such, but there's parts where it's like, this is boring, this is pretty much a movie, it feels like a drama. Speaking of which... with the drama, there's three main characters that you'll be playing as. You'll play as Connor, as kind of like a cyberlife kind of robot who's trying to find out the source of the deviant androids in the city of Detroit, where basically robots will gain human consciousness and basically learn self-dependence, and they're trying to like build up this whole thing of trying to become human.
Come on now, Detroit.
Gosh. Anyway, but yeah, no, it's been a great time. I've had a real... huge blast playing that. It's been really fun going through that. I picked a couple of choices that make me kind of regret doing what I did, but that's any game with a branching storyline like that. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. Other than that, not really much. Been working, doing a lot of stuff like that, and been editing for a couple videos for the podcast and the live streams.
Where did those videos come from, Matthew?
Where they come from? They come from our live streams on Twitch that you can watch us every Wednesday at 12 to 2.
Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Yes.
So please come on over, hang out.
We've been playing a whole bunch of Dying Light. I keep wanting to call it Dead by Daylight, but that's a different game.
Wrong game.
But we've been playing a lot of that. We've had a couple streaming issues, but we seem to have worked most of them out at the moment. Very fun, very awesome. Come check us out at Back from the Grid on Twitch, and you can always check our Twitch and our Twitter and our Facebook, because we will post there whenever we're about to go live. Facebook is Back from the Grid Podcast. Twitter is Back from the Grid. Come check it out. Say hi. We'd love to talk to you guys. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's doing wonderful, everybody. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but the most important thing that we have to talk about is the most important thing we have to talk about. Is something Cody has completely not talked about very much in this podcast. Cody, please tell us the important news.
So guys, there's some big news for Mountain Blade Bannerlord. Guess what?
What?
So, thank you for guessing, Matthew. That was a great guess. You're wrong. But, so, with Mountain Blade Bannerlord, we've known for a while that... Oh, geez. Throwing my bottle that I was drinking Gatorade out of. There we go. Or some sort of flavored drink. We're not sponsored. Mountain Blade Bannerlord was scheduled to come out in early access of March 2020. But they didn't give any more specifics than that. So the countdown that we were doing was till March 1st because I was being very optimistic. Turns out I should have been very pessimistic. But the correct date, the day of release has been announced. It's March 31st, 2020.
Oh, snap.
March 31st, 2020. Incredible. It comes out in early access. Guys, I'm excited. I'm really excited. The game is going to be, like, amazing. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I have the beta, but I really haven't done much with it because I'm not a big multiplayer person when it comes to that kind of stuff. But the single player, ooh, that's where it's going to be at, bud.
He's going to play, like, countless hours.
I will disappear off the face of the earth. I'm just telling you.
We're going to take the online website offline while that happens. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be a great time. And then I won't be able to be able to actually like get a hold of him. He's just going to be like dead and there's going to be crickets. It's going to be really depressing. But Cody,
you're going to hear the angered screams of battle in the background as my computer's headphones are turned up to max volume.
Yes, 150%.
But I'm really looking forward to it, guys. It's going to be awesome, and I will get back to you guys with more when I know more.
Yeah.
So, Matthew, what's our first segment today?
Our first segment today is going to be our nostalgia segment. We're going to be talking about what was the first big trip or travel trip that we've ever done when we were,
So, what was the first big travel and or trip that you've ever done or taken? So if you've taken a trip somewhere, if you've, traveled somewhere that was interesting and you have stories, and we're going to talk about it today because that's what we're doing. So Matthew, why don't you lead us off here?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I remember when I was younger and we went down to this, like, so to anyone that doesn't know, I feel like, can we talk about?
That's fine.
Okay. So we live in Missouri. We're not going to tell you where in Missouri.
In Missouri.
So we went on vacation.
Sometimes called
once.
Misery.
Yeah, sometimes called Misery. Yes. God, I never get why the people will say it that. It's like some people
are
like
it.
Pessimistic.
I really get
We're
it.
We're in so much misery.
No, it's fine.
But anyway, there was two big trips that I remember distinctly from my childhood, and I don't have very much memory of it. But I remember that we went down to Branson, and I really like going into Branson. I feel like it's turned more into a tourist trap nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
big old tourist trap in Branson.
Yeah, no, there was this hotel thing. It had like a water park, a buffet, shows, and all this.
I know the one you're talking about.
We stayed down there for a couple of days, and it was a really good blast. I've never lived or stayed at nights in hotels before. But I went down there, and it was a huge blast to go through. Then there was one trip specifically I remember from my childhood, and it was when I believe I went over to St. Louis. And we went to Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. I've drove past that a couple times.
But we stayed, I think it was the Yogi Bear.
Nice, nice.
And they had, like, this pool, these cabins and stuff like that, and they had a kind of like arcade thing over there where they had Pac-Man and stuff like that. And that's why I found out my mother's like addiction to Pac-Man, specifically Mrs. Pac-Man.
Classic.
It is very much a classic. So how about you?
Well, Matthew, I don't want to take the spotlight, but I have one question for you before jump away from that. What was your favorite part about both of those trips? I ask as you start to take a drink. What was the favorite thing you had from Branson and then from Six Flags?
Honestly, it was just doing something different. Like, I'm probably going to go into a spiel here. But, like,
go for it.
When you get into a routine, or I guess what it would be a rut or something, where you're just constantly doing the same thing over and over again, you just are trying to, like, I get a feeling of wanting to escape it, but, you know, you feel, like, immediately dragged back into it. So it's nice to kind of get out and do something completely different, especially in that scenario, because that was a really fun trip to go on out and spend some time with my family, whom I don't really get to see very much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sad face.
So hashtag sad face.
Hashtag sad face. It was just one of those fun family memory moments that I had as a kid, and we had a lot of fun, and we got to, instead of just dealing with life, we just went out and spent time with each other.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, I didn't mean to get that deep, but
that was deep.
I thought you were just gonna say like I liked the pools.
I liked the pools.
But you know, hey, we get
We get serious on here sometimes, guys. We get real serious sometimes. We just get a little bit serious.
But anyway.
Well, Matthew, I've got one that really sticks out in my brain, in my brain hole. I've done a lot of trips. I've been to Branson, been to Silver Dollar City. If you don't know what that is, it's like a big old country sort of like backwoods theme park that we've got around here near Branson. But the big trip, big travel, like I did not do a lot of travel when I was young. I only ever traveled to one other state, like until college when we were doing like some travel stuff. But I went with my grandparents because I think the company that they worked for gave them free tickets or something to this place. I went with them to Colorado to go skiing on some of their ski resorts. I don't know where it was or what it was called because I was too young to realize at that point. But yeah, that was the biggest like travel or trip I've ever done. And it was really fun. I love skiing. It was a great time. I was being very stupid and dangerous when I was skiing. Because I was reprimanded quite a lot for not skiing, quote-unquote, proper. And instead of doing, like, the nice, calm, swerving motions that you're supposed to do, I ducked down and I went, whoosh, big old speed down the hill, trying to go as fast as I could. I do remember running into a tree at one point, though.
Watch out for that tree.
Yeah. But, no, it was a lot of fun. And they had, like, this pool that was half inside and half outside. And you could, like, swim inside and it was warm, but then you could swim to the outside portion, like, while it was freezing cold, because I think it was, like, heated or something. And that was pretty fun. It was a fun time for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time. No, I really have fond memories of trying to do stuff like that. And I feel like everybody kind of has that kind of trip.
What are you clicking for, Matthew?
I'm trying. I thought it was, like... Okay, I apologize, everybody. I was doing stuff off screen. I was worried about something.
Off screen? We're not even on a screen.
Gosh. Well, technically, if you're watching this on YouTube.
Well, technically.
Well, we're not there yet. Slow down. Anyway, guys.
Yeah, that was our nostalgia. That was a fun little trip into memory lane there.
Anyway, yeah, no, we all have really good family instances where we're going on a trip. So, guys, let us know what your guys' favorite big family or, you know, your first big trip. Down in the comment section below if you're watching this on YouTube or on social media. Cody, where can they find us on social media?
On Facebook is, you really need to learn this, Matthew, is Back From The Grid Podcast on Facebook, and Twitter and Twitch is just Back From The Grid. It's lovely. It's wonderful. We'd love to have you come check us out. Come say hi and hang out. And it's a really fun time.
Yeah. So, yeah, now that we got past that segment, let's go ahead and move on to the next segment, which is Today in the Grid.
Today in the Grid?
We're still working on that soundbite.
Today in the Grid. Guys, I swear I'll get to it. One of these days.
One of these days, we'll eventually get into it.
Well,
so,
back in my day, I finally got this thing done.
So, guys.
And gals. And others.
And gals. And others. Of unidentifiable genders.
Or whatever
your preferences are. So, Cody, can I get a drum roll for this? No more. We're not going to continue until you do a big one.
Ow!
Yes, please.
Caution, headphone users.
Caution, we're so sorry. Anyway.
Caution, rogue robots.
God. Anyway, guys, Fortnite added a new emote that is pretty cringeworthy. You'll never guess what emote they added.
I don't know. He refused to tell me.
They added the Rickroll into
Fortnite.
How is
that even an emote?
So it's the dance where he's like, do-do-do-do-do-do. You know, is like...
Does it play the music with
Yeah,
it
plays the music and everything.
Oh, that's so now, why you've been all sorts of all about Rickrolls lately.
Yeah, so if you've been watching the live stream that we watched, we Rickrolled you guys.
No, we didn't. We tried, but then it broke, and I don't know why.
And that was partially why we had that in there, because I'd not to really prelude to... I'm pretty sure that English...
No, that's fine.
Prelude to what happens in the next podcast, but just kind of like, you know, just kind of like make you guys upset, because that's how upset I am right now. They put a 2006 meme into Fortnite.
Why are you upset about the whatever they're putting in Fortnite? It's Fortnite, man.
It's Fortnite.
Who cares?
Wow.
It's the great video game babysitter.
So, no, it's really unique to kind of
see. No offense if you play Fortnite.
It's kind of unique to see that because usually they've actually been threatened lawsuits, and some of them people have actually taken them to court with claims of Fortnite stealing dances. But usually most court cases go right out because you can't copyright a dance.
You can,
move, but you have no. You can't copyright a dance move. You can copy. You can copyright a routine.
Yeah,
that was the thing. So what they need to do is make a deep dab routine teen dance.
Well, I mean, I imagine they probably if the music part is in there, then I imagine that they got permission from Rick Astley. But from what I understand, he's a pretty chill guy.
Yeah, no, he's pretty chill nowadays. He's like pretty much engulfed the meme.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know a little interesting factoid?
What?
I'm gonna play a song for you. Just a little clip of it. It's not gonna be much.
5 seconds. That's what you get before YouTube like walks down here and is like, look.
Here's a little clip of a song, that will have context in a second. Hang on. Here it is.
Oh, we're six That's seconds it. In. We're so, six. We're going to get copyright striked.
That song that I just played for you, 8675309, I actually met the guy who sang that song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he came into our station one day to do, like, a little segment, and I met him, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Just a little tidbit there for you. I don't know why it brought it up, because those are like the same sort of, you know, I don't know if they came out in the same sort of years, but they're similar to each other.
A popular song.
They get stuck in your head, like a lot. In there. But, you know, only if you listen to classic sort of music.
So let you guys know, Rick Rolls are going to live on forever along with that song. It's going to be a meme forever. It will never die.
Never die.
Let's go ahead and move on to the next story. Cody, what do you got for us today?
So, I've actually got a really detailed, interesting story for you guys, and it's very serious. So, let me just...
Oh, my God. Seriously? You Rickrolled our audience?
That was more for you, Matthew, than anybody. No, but, my story today is not really hard-hitting, but I like it, and I enjoy it, so I'm going to talk about it. So, today I got my story off of Polygon.com, written by Petrana... Oh, Jeebus, I haven't looked at her name until right now. Petrana, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna really just... This is gonna get hacked to death. Petrana Radulovic. Petrana.
Petrana.
Petrana, Petrana wrote this story today around 2:45 p.m., today being yesterday. Do you guys, if you're listening this on Friday or watching this on Friday, either way, the story headline is the final episodes of Steven Universe will air next month. So, if you guys don't know, I very much enjoy the show Steven Universe, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. And
it's garbage.
Hey, you haven't seen it, so shut your potty mouth right there.
Potty mouth.
Steven Universe is on the surface. It's a very childish show that really only 2-year-olds would enjoy. On the surface. But once you dive into it, the character development in this show, and like the really hard hitting topics that they get to, and just, you know, the fun of the show, it's a great show, and I highly recommend it if you haven't watched it. It may if your political leanings are to a certain degree, you may very much disagree with the show and not want to enjoy it. So, you know, if you maybe lean a little bit more right, you may not enjoy it, but that's okay, because it's just a good show and I recommend it. But so the actual show ended, I think, last January with the release of their feature film, which was like a musical. Well, okay, it says here a musical TV movie. Which took place 2 years after the end of the show. I can't quite remember. But they then decided to create a new last season to Steven Universe, and it's called Steven Universe Future. The first 10 episodes or so aired last year, but then the next 10 are scheduled to be airing next month, and we're gonna get the season finale before the end of March. So. Guys, some good stuff's coming. Steven Universe, Mountain Blade, Banderlord. I'm excited. I'm ready. This is going to be great.
Alrighty, yeah. That sounds like it's going to be a very eventful
you need
March
to watch the
you.
Show, Matthew.
Oh my gosh, I'm I still haven't you. Even watched My Hero Academia Season 2 all the way through yet.
Season
I still
2?
Got, yeah, I'm on Season 2.
Dude,
I haven't even done Season 3.
You've got all this free time, man. You got to spend it watching TV, wasting your life. Come on.
Oh my god.
But
wow.
It's really good.
Wow.
I recommend.
Wow.
But anyway, Matthew, let's move on to our new game that we're... Oh, wait, before we do that... Let's talk about the last versus segment, because we're not doing a versus segment today, because we're doing our new fun game segment that we're going to do. But last time on versus, it was a random selection between two victors of previous versus segments, and it was between One Punch Man and Deadpool. Unfortunately, you guys did not come through for me this time. Which is unfortunate. Matthew, go ahead and commence your gloating.
We won. How many votes do we had? Cody's just looking at his invisible wristwatch.
So on Twitter, we had two votes, one for each, so they cancel each other out. But on Facebook, so total we have 14 votes, but I'm canceling the two out from Twitter because... You know, reasons. So we have 12 votes, 4 for One Punch Man. All of you are very smart, beautiful, incredible people who have actually seen the best anime out there, according to me. And then there's 8 other random people that I've never met before in my life and want nothing to do with anymore. I'm just
kidding.
You guys are lovely people. You're just wrong about this, and that's okay.
So thank you guys so much for voting for the right choice. And I appreciate it if you would vote for me in the future. You guys have made your wonderful contributions.
I'm once again
to society.
Asking for your vote. That's a meme. That's slightly regardless of that, Matthew, let's go ahead and introduce this new game that we're gonna have on the show for probably more than once at a time. Matthew, go ahead and give us our little audio of that.
No. Who's that character?
That was all right. Do it again, like with more gumption.
Who's that character?
Yes. So that's a Pokemon reference for those who don't know.
He finally caved in and went with that name.
Yeah, we were trying to think of something else, but nothing really worked out. But anyway, so this game is going to be it's a game, so you guys can play along at home or in the car or on the toilet, wherever you are listening to us right now. If you're on the toilet, that's kind of gross.
You do
but
you.
Just remember to wash your hands, please and thank you.
And don't touch your phone until after.
Well, you kind of have to. So for this, we are going to be, it's kind of like 20 questions, except with some different flares. So me and Matthew are going to take turns. We're each going to pick a character and we'll go back and forth. And, the other person is going to have to ask the one who's chosen the character 10 yes or no questions. And they have 10 questions to be able to guess the character. So the person who has picked the character gets to, relay a quote unquote genre of the character, just so the other person isn't like floating out into oblivion. So one of the practice ones we did was Matthew picked Thanos and he gave me the genre of film, so I knew it was a character in a film. So then I just had to work out 10 other questions that could narrow it down, and I believe I got it. But yeah, so we have some interesting rules as to what happens if someone loses or if we both draw. But we'll get to that when we get to that. So, Matthew, why don't you go ahead and start us off? Pick a character.
I've got one.
Give me a genre.
Animation.
Okay. So that clues me into... And I'll try to narrate my thought process for you guys, just so you can follow along at home. But, so, animation.
Yes.
So this could be any character that is involved in animation. We have also talked previously that both me and Matthew are going to have to try to pick characters that the other person would know, not some like random character no one's ever heard of. So, animation. Okay.
You should know this one. I'll say that.
Oh, I'm.
But
I'm sure I'm
not
going
to tell you, but I picked one that I feel like you will know.
Okay. Is this character known for being a meme?
Yes.
Okay, that narrows it down. Are they... Okay, hold on, let me... Was their show aired on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Are they yellow?
No.
Okay. So Nickelodeon, they're known for being a meme.
You had three questions out of 10.
I have seven. Can't math, guys. This can't is not math. A math podcast. Okay, so they're known for being a meme. They're from Nickelodeon. Are they from the show SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes.
Are they pink?
No.
Okay. Do they have any affiliation with the Krusty Krab?
No.
They're known for being a meme? Do they have any... No? Okay. So it's a side character on SpongeBob SquarePants. That's not a question. I'm pointing that out. Are they small in stature?
Yes.
Do they have any affiliation with the Chum Bucket?
No.
They're small in stature, but they're not... is this character... a pet?
No.
Really? And they're known for being a meme. They're known for being a meme. So they have to have memeable qualities. I have one question left, ladies and gentlemen. This is, which one have you picked? There's so many. Has no affiliation with any of that. Oh, you're looking it up to make sure you got the questions right, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's a meme. Yeah, it's a meme.
Trying to look at it through your glasses right now, and I can't quite see it.
If you don't get this, I'm going to be disappointed.
It's a meme. They're not pink, so it's not Patrick. It's not SpongeBob. It's not Squidward. It's not Mr. Krabs. It's not Gary. It's not Plankton. They're known for being a meme. Is the character... Oh, jeez! I have one question. I don't know what to use it on.
You really dug yourself into a hole here.
Well, I thought it was just going to be like SpongeBob or something.
No. But all I will say is, once I tell you, if you don't get it right, I'm going to be disappointed.
I'm down to a couple characters, but if I...
I didn't think it was going to be this difficult.
They're known for being a meme. Sandy Cheeks is not a meme. Mrs. Puff is not a meme. I mean, there are memes of them, but they're not known for meme culture. Jeez, I don't know. I'm trying to think, and I feel like there may be a character I'm blocking out of, like, my brain right now.
Oh, my God. He has officially lost it, guys. I've done it. I've cracked the code. I think I've done broke his brain.
Wow, okay. I guess I just have to guess, because we got to move this along.
You have one question left.
I know, and I'm trying to think of a question that could really narrow it down, but it's just not there. Is the character of which you're thinking of female?
No.
Okay, that narrows it down. The two I was thinking of are gone now. I have no questions left. I have to guess what other male character in SpongeBob is left that is a meme. What? What even is it? I don't even know. What? Matthew, you better not be pulling my leg on this one.
You know what? Just for the sake of things.
You need to clarify a question?
I'm going to retract a question.
Okay.
And give you an extra one.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go ahead and clear this up because I feel like
it's confusing. Yeah, because you got to
give correct answers. It's confusing you.
All right.
There's memes of this character, but it is not a full-on meme.
It's not known for being a meme.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll give you an extra question just because of that error. All
right, good. I'll take it. So it's a male character. It's a side character. Oh! Is he a ghost?
No.
Dang it.
There went your extra question.
Yeah, well, I thought it might be Davy Jones.
Nope. Oh my god, I'm disappointed right now.
Look, I have no idea. They're not affiliated with the Krusty Krab. They're not any of the main characters. They're none of the main characters, so it's this side character. Is it the fish guy that screams about his cookies?
No!
What is it?
It's Mermaid Man!
Oh.
Yeah, I can't
believe he's not a meme. He's not known for being
that's
a meme.
That's why. Well, there are memes of him.
There are, but he's not known for being a meme.
That's why I retracted that question and gave you
okay,
an all right. Even all right. If I gave you that.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Fine. I lost. That's fine.
So, what's the losing condition?
No, you got to go first.
Oh.
Because if we draw, we both have to do the losing condition.
Okay.
What? I'm trying to think, how do I even do the losing condition with Mermaid Man? All right, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Okay.
And Barnacle Boy.
We'll get to it. So now I get to choose a character.
Yes.
Let me think for a second.
You're going to have fun with this.
I'm going to try to pick something so obscure, but also knowable.
I honestly thought you would have gotten that.
Got it. I've got my character.
Yes.
So go whenever you're ready.
Well, you have to specify what genre.
Oh, yeah. The genre is animation.
Is it from Steven Universe?
No.
Is it from Cartoon Network? I got him. I broke him. Oh, here, just tell me and I'll look it up.
No. Hang on. Yes and no.
That's not an answer.
I'm going to say pick a different question because I can't answer that because it's both, sort of. So I'm gonna negate that question, pick another question because I can't answer that one.
Is it male?
Yes, I assume.
Is it a main character?
No.
Oof.
Walk us through your thought process, Matthew. This is an audio-only podcast.
Oh, God.
Walk us through your thought process.
Now I'm starting to get a little bit worried.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
So, is it from Boomerang?
Yes.
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 Is it an older show?
Is the character from an older show?
Yes.
Yes. Yes and no. It originated on an older show. I'll give you that.
Is it a show we've talked about on the podcast?
Yes.
Crap, now I gotta think. What shows have we talked about?
A lot. We've talked about a lot of shows.
Is it a show you watched a lot of as a kid?
Yes.
Oof. Is it...
You got three questions.
Is it from... Oh, man. I'm just trying to guess the show at this point. I'm now completely lost... Is it from Foster's Imaginary Home? Frick.
I didn't watch a lot of that when I was a kid. You got two questions.
shoot.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, you helped me out a little bit, so I'll help you out a little bit. I'll give you the show, because you have two questions left. The show is Scooby-Doo.
Oh, wow. I'm an idiot. Okay.
That's the show.
Well, no, I said, is it an old show? You said yes and no.
Well, because there's the new ones coming out, and it's been out for a while, but I said it originated in an old show.
Okay. Wow.
You have two questions left to narrow down the character.
Is it human?
No.
Oh, God. It's not going to be the dog. What color? Oh, no, I can't say that.
Hmm? Okay, you can't. It has to be yes or no.
I have to ask yes or no. Is it a dog?
Yes.
Is it... No, it's Scrabby.
Say that again?
Is it... it's not Scooby, but it's like Scabby or something, like the smaller dog.
Is that your final answer?
Actually, you know what? It's Scooby-Doo.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're wrong. It was Scrappy.
No! You made me suck it.
Yeah! That's called mind tricks,
no!
Ladies and gentlemen. Those are the Jedi mind tricks that I employ to make sure that I win every time, even though I lost. All right, that means you get to do Scrappy-Doo as a voice. Oh, yeah, so losing conditions. We've both picked a paragraph from a news article from The Onion, which is a website that makes all these comedy, funny, fake news stories that we have to read in the voice of the character that the other person picked. And we each have chosen a paragraph for the other person to read, and they have to read it in the voice of the other character. Obviously, we're not voice actors, so it's gonna... That's too much, Matthew. A paragraph. So, no, that's way more than a paragraph. Also, that's in my section, so get your paragraph out of my section.
Okay, fine. There. Is that better?
That's still quite a bit, but move it into your section, not mine.
Hold on, I'm cutting. I'm cutting it.
Good. But, yeah, we have to read out a paragraph.
There we go. You're welcome, everybody.
From... Oh, my gosh, Matthew, you're messing all this stuff up. From the website with our characters' names. Matthew, this is a paragraph right here.
Like, yes.
Okay, hang on. Let me get more for that then. Since you're doing all of that, I was trying to make this like a quick thing, but we can do extra. Here we go. That's how you want to go about that.
Here, fine. I'll cut
No, it no, it's fine. You just get to read more. All right. So, Matthew, I lost first, so I will try first. Let me get a sample of Mermaid Man. I can do the announcer pretty good, okay, but I can't quite do the voice of Mermaid Man. It's just gonna be like old man voice. I can hear it in my brain, but I don't have a good like older guy sound to my voice. Hold on. Again, neither of us are voice actors here, but hang on.
But you can't retire.
Okay, buffering.
That was beautiful.
All right, here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for what you're about to hear. Evil! After months of hard work, we are so proud to debut our new Disassociation Tour, which will make Metallica all over the globe, from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba to detention site green in Thailand to the dark prison in Kabul, said CIA spokesperson Jenna Wellington, adding that the concerts, which would feature live performances from James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, and Robert Trigilio. I don't know how to say that. Including custom, carefully constructed, repetitive set lists designed to inflict maximum psychological damage. Matthew, that's not a funny paragraph. You were supposed to pick something funny. We're working out the kinks, ladies and gentlemen. All right, your turn. You can get a voice thing about from Scrappy Doo.
No, I don't know what is Scrappy.
Just YouTube it.
Hold on, I'm YouTubing it. Scrappy Doo.
If you want to open a door, you're just going to... No.
Hey, you got to go with whatever it is. That's the old Scrappy, though.
You said Scrappy,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, no, go for it. That's Scrappy.
Oh, God.
So now you get to read... This is actually perfect for the character I chose. It wasn't even worked out.
In what is believed to be the largest anti-animal cruelty rally targeting a household appliance market, thousands of angry PETA activists descended on Hoover headquarters...
Descended... Keep the voice, Matthew. Keep the voice.
Oh, my God. Hoover headquarters Wednesday to protest a model of vacuum cleaners that reportedly spooked a dog. Animal lives are equal to human lives. And,
scroll down.
I ran out of... Oh, hey, that's more. Vacuum startling any dog, particularly such as a good boy's Ruffles. Is nothing short of terrorism. Said protest organizer Rebecca Waltz.
who broadcasts a dust-filled vacuum bag or brandished a vacuum bag.
Hey, keep the voice.
Who intended to pour it on unwitting Hoover executives.
Unwitting.
You know what? Screw you.
Mermaid Man and Scrappy Doo.
Alrighty, well, that was entertaining.
Yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed that. I hope you guys did too. I think we might have been peaking there a little bit, but that's okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
bit. It's going to sound like garbage.
It probably will be. So, Matthew, let's go ahead and move on to your favorite segment, the LPIAOY. Let's go ahead and get that on. Oh, wait, there's a audio thing for it. Play the audio.
LPIAOY.
Wow, that sounds great. That's such
that.
A great
That's
audio
awesome.
Clip.
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, we asked you last week, or sorry, let's actually start this off properly.
Yeah, go for it.
What is a food that you hate and why?
Mm.
And we got a couple of answers for this one. So, let's dive right into it. Our fan favorite, Madison here. She's been keeping up with the podcast last couple of podcasts. With answers and such, put down mushrooms. If I wanted to eat something that tasted, that tasted like dirt, I would just eat dirt. I can't handle the texture either.
You want to see what I replied?
Ah, everyone can see that, Cody, even though, and yet, you drink tea, is what Cody responded with.
Yeah.
And then
I'm not sorry, Madison. I'm not sorry.
Look at our audience member. She was our fan. She's like, not all tea tastes like dirt.
That's fine. That's fine. You can be wrong. It's okay. Please continue, Matthew.
We had Andrew Mann respond with olives, mushrooms, and shrimp. Whoa, hey, now, shrimp is, no, you cannot do that.
Hey, shrimp you can hate shrimp just like I hate dirt water. It's fine.
Oh, oh no. Why? Why do people...
I agree on all of that, except shrimp. I like popcorn shrimp, but,
Anyway.
Can see how some people wouldn't like it. So, good comment there, man. We appreciate all of your inputs.
Adam Heidi went ahead and wrote black licorice. It's disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I can also agree black licorice is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Brussels, Joy Riggins put down Brussels sprouts. Ew.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Kimmy Armstrong put anything with beef. LOL. But
Oof.
That's anything that, but that's because it makes my stomach sick.
Ouch. That sucks, Kimmy.
So she also went ahead and went and said that I hate peas for this, for texture reasons that
mm-hmm.
makes me feel like them gag. And I also kind of agreed with her because I had a food that I didn't really particularly like. And then, Melissa Schreffler went ahead and wrote down liver and onions.
Ew.
Yes, 135% I hate those as well. So anyway, guys,
onions.
Thank you guys for commenting on this last LPIAY. Thank you guys for actually inserting your input for once. No, I'm joking, guys.
Wow.
We love you guys.
You guys voted for this guy. I just want you to be aware. You gave your vote to this man right here. And he is throwing it in your face. Vote for me next time, please, and thank you.
Oh, my God. So anyway, guys, let's go ahead and talk about me and Cody's foods that we'd absolutely despise. Cody, let's go ahead and let you start this one.
Oh, that's a good question, Matthew. I don't really, like, hate any food. I mean, food is food, and I understand that people don't like food, and some people like food, and, you know, there's different tastes and stuff, but, Oh, the worst foods. I'm kind of a picky eater. I would say that I just can't stand dark chocolate.
Oh yeah,
because that bitter taste is just not for me. I understand there are people that love it, but I gotta have that sweet milk in there to make it milk chocolate, make it taste a little better.
If you wanted to eat dark chocolate, I can just hand you a thing of crushed like coffee beans.
Yes.
If you wanted that.
You tried there, Matthew. Almost
Good
got
try.
It.
Almost got it, everybody.
But
yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate's disgusting.
Yeah.
And white chocolate, too. White chocolate's disgusting, too.
I like
too.
White chocolate.
You know where your white chocolate belongs? In the trash.
Wow. This is the guy you're voting for, ladies and gentlemen. Just
this
want
is
you
the
to
guy.
That.
You know what? The guy you've been voting for has said tea is horrible and tastes like dirt.
I've
so
said
let
that I
mean.
Don't like tea. I'm not saying that other people can't like it. You guys can like whatever drinks you want. But anyway, Matthew, what is your food that you absolutely despise?
Okay, so there's this dish that my parents make, and it's a German dish. And I don't know the.
Are you adding your parents right now? Are you adding them right now on live airwaves?
Well, no. It's just they would make it. They would make it, this dish. And sometimes even some of my other family would make this. And it's this dish of mashed potatoes. It's like mashed potatoes with a bit in gravy, but it's this horrifyingly disgusting. Instead of gravy, it's this. That's a plane. We're all going to die now. Anyway.
There's a siren, ladies and gentlemen. I doubt you could hear it, but it caught us off guard. Please continue.
Anyway, so yeah, it's this vinegar mixture, like with lettuce, bacon bits, and vinegar, and a little bit of salt and pepper. And it is garbagely disgusting.
Wow, you're just adding your parents right now. I hope they're not listening.
I think it was like welted lettuce, I think is what the proper name was. I hate welted lettuce. If anybody sees me eating welted lettuce, then that's a fake Matthew.
Yes.
And you've heard they it here need first. To be executed on the spot.
Immediately. Don't even ask him if he's actually Matthew. Just like whoosh, chop off his head, be done with it.
Execute him. Welted lettuce is the
execute
most
order Matthew.
Yes.
63.
Anyway, welted lettuce is the most disgusting food on the planet. I actually just have a distinct memory of eating it in my childhood, and it was so disgusting, and I gagged on it, and I, like, a little bit of puke went into the food.
That's great.
And my parents were like, they still.
I hope none of you are eating right now.
Yeah. And I, like, puked into it, and I, like, got sick, because that's how much my body did not want it.
Nice.
So that's why I never eat anything different.
Yeah, you never eat anything green. It's all just meat and potatoes.
Yes. So parents, in the future, instead of forcing your kids to, like, eat things they don't like, get them to try foods they will like, you know, carrots.
Yes, or immediately celery. Know what your child will like.
Well, no,
eat.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you
you're
know.
You're adding like, all the parents listening to us right now, Matthew. You're just like, making them, enemies.
Give them options.
More votes for me next time, man. I'm just raking them in right now.
Wow. Anyway, guys. Wow.
Well, that was fun. So, Matthew, I'm going to bail you out of this horrible pit you're digging yourself. And what's the next LPIAY that you have?
So our next LPIAY segment is going to be, what is a memorable song from your childhood and why?
Ooh.
Go ahead and give us your answers down on our social media page or in the comment section below with the hashtag LPIAY songs.
Songs.
And I know that you keep getting on to me for it, but I honestly am turning this into a meme now. Cody, where can they listen to our podcast, or where can they go ahead and talk to us on social media?
Well, guys, I'll tell you, because I'm apparently the only one in this podcast that can tell you. Facebook is, as mentioned previously a million times, Back from the Grid Podcast, and Twitch and Twitter are Back from the Grid. Please come say hi, check it out. We share things on there and do stuff, and then we live stream on Twitch on Wednesdays, 12 to 2 Central Standard Time, and we're currently playing Daylight something.
Dying Light.
Yes. And it's wonderful, and you guys should come out, say hi, and we'd love to see you.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys, more of you, and also, yeah, see us on our live streams. We do it every Wednesday. We do podcasts, and we've got more stuff, content going on to YouTube, so watch us on there. Our YouTube channel. We got a bunch of exciting stuff. But anyway, guys, that's going to be for it for today. And as always, thank you guys so much for watching.
Ask me what I want to say to cancel out the podcast? End out the podcast?
Well, go ahead and say it.
Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you on the next exciting episode
of the Back from the Grid Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.